This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. Believe it or not, a lot of people don't use all their allotted vacation time during the year. More than half of American workers left paid vacation days on the table in 2017. That's according to a survey commissioned by the U.S. Travel Association. But there are signs some of those overachievers may be changing their ways. And Marketplace's Renata Sago looks at what that could mean for the economy.
Baylor Johnson works for a nonprofit in Florida and says he struggles to use his full 4 weeks paid time off. He graduated from college in 2008 and started his career in the Great Recession. He worked a number of different jobs trying to prove himself in a tough economy. So while he takes vacation now, he says,
I still sometimes feel a little bit like, you know, gosh, am I really entitled to this? Is it fair that I get to take this time off?
The economy is healthier now. Unemployment is low. That travel industry survey shows 52% of American workers left unused vacation days on the table in 2017, down from 54% the year before. So is there an economic effect when people take vacation time? University of Central Florida economist Sean Snaith says time off can prevent burnout and high turnover, which means employers spend less on hiring. The leisure industry also sees gains.
It creates jobs in hotels, restaurants, and retail.
And there's evidence that employers are offering more paid time off in general, not just for vacations, but for family and other leave. That's according to Joelle Sod-Lessler, who teaches industry economics at Stevens Institute of Technology. She says in a tight labor market, paid time off can be an incentive to draw more people into the workforce.
Anything we can do to keep people interested is good for the economy as a whole. It means that there's more productive activity happening.
And attractive paid time off benefits are something employers can use to retain and help find new workers in a competitive market. I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.